This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A group of the world's richest nations reached a landmark deal on Saturday to close cross-border tax loopholes used by some of the world's biggest companies. The group of seven, known as the G7, says it will back a minimum global corporation tax rate of at least 15% and put in place measures to ensure taxes were paid in the countries where businesses operate. The accord could form the basis of a global pact next month and is aimed at ending a decades-long, quote, race to the bottom in which countries have competed to attract corporate giants with ultra-low tax rates and exemptions. The ministers also agreed to move towards making companies declare their environmental impact in a more standard way so investors can decide more easily whether to fund them, a key goal for Britain. Rich nations have struggled for years to agree on a way to raise more revenue from large multinationals such as Google, Amazon, and Facebook, which often profit in jurisdictions where they pay little or no tax. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration gave the stalled talks fresh life by proposing the minimum global corporation tax rate of 15%, currently above the level in countries such as Ireland, but below the lowest level in the G7. Burkina Faso's government said Saturday armed assailants killed around 100 civilians in an overnight attack on a village in the northern part of the country. The attackers struck during the night on Friday, killing residents in a village near the border with Niger. They also burned homes and a market, according to the government, who described the attackers as terrorists, but no one group claimed responsibility. Attacks by jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State have risen sharply in the area. This is VOA News.